to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minute, celebrating our 20th anniversary. And Ted, we're talking about the power of the scriptural references to the flowing water representing the Spirit of God. And we read in Isaiah 44, verse 3, "For I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit on your descendants as if it were water, and my blessings on your offspring by my Spirit." Do you see how it all fits together? Water, Spirit, blessings. But then he goes on to say,
yeah, they will spring up, they will be like willows by the watercourses, and one will say, "I am the Lord's," and another will call himself by the name of Jacob. And yet another will write on his hand, "The Lord's," as a mark of ownership, and name himself by the name of Israel.
Israel. Friends, do you see the scenario here in Isaiah 44? It's God's promise. I'm going to pour out blessings just like water. It's going to flow upon you and flow upon you. And what's it going to do? It's going to bring my people Israel to an identification of being my children Israel. They'll call themselves Jacob.
They're going to soak it up like dry ground soaks up this water. They're going to soak up the Spirit, and salvation is going to spring forth just like willows by the water brook. They're going to be planted in the love and in the salvation of Messiah Yeshua.
Right, and this is for Jewish people, friends. It's for the whole world, amen, but it's for Jewish people. Jewish people are not to be excluded from these blessings of the Spirit of God flowing out that ultimately are fulfilled in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. It's for Jews as well as Gentiles.
Well, it was originally written to the Jewish people.
There it is.
But, you know, it's good for Gentiles to get in. There's enough living water. There's enough flowing water. There's enough blessing in God's kingdom for all people, both great and small, to come and know the Lord.
Yeah, another way to look at this, friends, is understand this, that when a Gentile comes to know Jesus as Messiah, what you're doing, friends, is you're following what God promised back here in Isaiah chapter 44 to the Jewish people, and praise God, he opened the doors for all mankind to be saved. Now, that doesn't mean that Jews don't have to do it anymore. Yes, they do.
Of course they do.
They still have to believe Jesus.
Yes, and Jewish people are not excluded from their promises. In fact, they're invited to partake of this water that flows out. And it's incumbent upon us, Jeff and I as Jewish believers, and you as Gentile believers listening, to share this good news that this is God's heart, right out of Isaiah 44, verse 3, that he wants to pour out this water on all who are thirsty. Not necessarily physically thirsty, of course, spiritually thirsty.
Right, and if we look at Jeremiah in chapter 2, and we see God's commentary then on the state of his people Israel in this very context.
Yes, and this state was back in Jeremiah's time, but it's similar today. For my people, the Jewish people, they've committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters.
Okay, God identifying himself exactly the way that we've shown you as the fountain of living waters, the spiritual flow. Hallelujah.
And the second thing they've done, the second evil, is they've hewn cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
In other words, their bodies, their souls, their spirit.
Their possessions, their barns, whatever.
Can hold no spiritual water.
Right. And in fact, God doesn't want us to hold water. He wants us to take in that fountains of living water and let it go back out to
others.
And
let them flow forth. But what God's saying back here in Jeremiah chapter 2:13, he's saying, look, this is a problem that you have, my children. You've forsaken me. Well, listen, we don't ever want to forsake God. You've forsaken me, and who am I? The fountain of living waters. But you've also turned yourself into broken cisterns, so even if the flowing of water comes to you, you can't hold it.
Yeah, it leaks out.
Because of your idolatry and your apostasy.
Ooh. Hard words, but friends, in Messiah, there is life. We're Messianic Minutes. Be in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Oh, the God of Jacob.